It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's Cove.
Are you walking into
a wall?
Another wonderful day? No. No walls today. Although there are a lot of things that we want to talk about, Jennifer Horn, so that people who are listening to this program will have sort of a clue as to what actually is going on in the world, the sort of rest of the news. Who used to say that? There was a television news anchor used to talk about, no, it was Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, right? So I just underscore the rest of the stories, if you will. Some of the things that we talk about are things that certainly people are thinking about with regard to the so-called news of the day. But then there's always a little something extra on the side. One of the things that will be a big focus, I think, today is the fact that it is December the 7th, 2012.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. A date which will live in infamy.
I mean, that's as far as
we can get. And it'll live in infamy.
Well, December 7th, 1941, every December, this is like September 11th.
It
right?
Sure is. Mm-hmm. For my grandparents' generation, yep. Is shaped who they were.
Yep, absolutely. What happened in World War II was, in essence, I mean, my being here on the planet, I guess, at this time, although I am a firm believer that we choose our parents and we choose our life. But the fact that after World War II was over, my father and mother decided to have another child and I was the person that came in. It really does, when you think about it, and you think about all the people that died and how just the cause was. Tom Brokaw's book about this generation, amazing, excuse me, tribute to the people who held it together, in a sense. I mean, when you think about the colossal power of the Axis, of Germany and Italy and of Japan, and what they would have wrought on the world had they been successful, you got to wonder how, and it's back to God, I guess, and what you think about infinite intelligence, how is it that this sort of mind corruption, and that's really what it was, power, control, mind corruption. You see it today. I guess the mini scale is Saddam Hussein. Is this jerk Assad in Syria?
Bin Laden, for sure.
Bin Laden? Mm-hmm. Right. So these are the same sorts of people. Why do they keep coming back? Why do these images, why do these people, why do these occurrences continue to be a part of how we have to exist on this planet? Do you think it's there? If you believe there's life on other planets, do you think that it's like this? I suppose if you're Star Wars and Star Trek, there's something about the being that makes us, or not even human beings. You know, if you believe there's life on other planets, and I certainly do, are they progressed way beyond where we are so they don't have this kind of stuff going on in their DNA? Because it really is. That's a part of our DNA. Being aggressive and angry. Oof. I mean, listen to the rhetoric back and forth. I thought it was pretty interesting this week when they were going back and forth on the fiscal cliff stuff. How Michael Savage, who's not known for his mild-mannered demeanor, said that the Republican hosts or conservative hosts are committing suicide because of the way they're approaching that issue and some of the other issues that are political. I thought that was pretty interesting. Cause
that's
so
well-balanced for him.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is pretty funny, actually, when you think about it. Maybe he's turning the other cheek, as it were. So, anyway, the USS Arizona Memorial Visitor Center, if you have not ever been there, I would like to go back to Hawaii this winter. I haven't been there for a few years. It is one of the most beautiful, magnificent places and experiences that one can ever have, I think, as an American. Anyway, and this is one of the reasons the Pacific Fleet was in pieces at the end of December 7th, 1941. The Pearl Harbor reality that you experience going on those ferries back and forth between the visitor center and the USS Arizona. You can stand right above the Arizona. Have you done that? You've been to Hawaii.
I have. You know, I've only been to that island once, and I've never been. I've never gone.
I was so taken back. When you look over the side, you can see the rusted remains of the Arizona. They're clearly visible under the water at Pearl Harbor. The 1,100 men that are entombed there with that battleship, it's really, it is awesome. The wall of the structure bears their names. It's just kind of an amazing thing. And I guess most people don't remember Elvis Presley was the person who pushed the memorial. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why was it so close to him?
Well, I don't know. He loved Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so as he had become very popular, this all didn't start until 1960, when he decided to have a benefit concert over there, raised $60,000 to start the Arizona Memorial Building Fund. Construction took 20 years. So for those who remember it, you're certainly welcome to reflect at 800-510-8255. I think we are amiss today if we do not spend time talking about Pearl Harbor Day. I'm getting tired of the September 11th focus because I don't think the focus is correct. I think in this circumstance, and maybe this is an AIDS thing. I don't know. It took me a long time to like Japanese people. I didn't like them.
Well, that's what I've always said. You know, and this is not to stereotype any particular group, but as a kid, I remember my grandparents were always wary of the Japanese because they were, you know, they did the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
Just like our generation.
My father used to say, you can't trust those Japs.
Just like our generation always, you know, watches out for Muslims because that's who affected this generation of people.
Right. Yeah. So is there something here that you feel that you want to share with us? 800-510-8255. Doug's in Melbourne, Florida, listens to WMEL. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
You visited the Arizona Memorial, have you?
A couple of times. I lived in the islands from 67 through 73.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I went to the memorial, I was standing there, and it's hard to explain the varied emotions, but one of the emotions I felt was amazement at most of the people that were on the memorial when I was there the first time were Japanese tourists.
Yes, that is
almost to a one, they were crying.
There is, I'll tell you a quick story about my uncle Dudley, for whom I was named. My given name is Dudley. My great uncle was commander of the USS Wahoo, W-A-H-O-O, and you can see a plaque in its honor. There are 34 submarines that are honored at this. There's actually a base at Pearl Harbor for submariners as well as for the Arizona. And he was sent out with Dud torpedoes in 1943, and the ship was lost. In the area of the Sakhalin Islands near Russia. He had, if you've seen the movie Destination Tokyo, Cary Grant played him, and it was about him being able to sneak into Tokyo Harbor and blow up a bunch of ships and get out. As there was a net across Tokyo Harbor to keep submarines out, but he figured cleverly how to get in, blow up a bunch of ships, and get out, and they never caught him. And the only reason he went down is because there was a great controversy in late 1942 through mid-late 1943. The torpedoes that were built by General Dynamics were no good, and a number of submarines went down because the torpedoes exploded inside the submarines. Our own submarine blown up, by our own torpedoes. So, anyway, the reason I tell you the story is because when I went over there for a memorial for him, I felt the same as you did. And they even had the Japanese, this is how eerie it was. Somehow, the Navy found the commander of the ship that blew up when my uncle's ship was hit by a depth charge. It disturbed it, but what actually blew up was a torpedo inside the ship. So, but the commander of the Japanese ship was still alive, and he came to the honor, the tribute for my uncle. And wow. it was awesome because, as you suggested, that day and any day I've ever been there, I've been there three times, you're right, it's loaded. Hawaii's loaded with Japanese because it's actually quicker for you to get from Tokyo to Hawaii than it is for you to get from Los Angeles to Hawaii. And so the island is full of tourists, and they all understand how horribly World War II, the existence of the animosity, the march to Bataan, all of the things that you hear about how horrible the Japanese were, they're all true. And they
Can
are,
I say something else?
Yeah, please.
When I was in high school, I read a book called Home Again, a story about two Japanese brothers who migrated to the United States in the 30s. And it's a fabulous book to read. But my point being, during and the aftermath of the beginning of the war, the Japanese people, the Nisei in America, were the only ones that were ever put into, I call them concentration camps.
They were concentration camps, yeah.
Yeah, but never was there any German or Italian camps in this country.
Yeah, and when nobody knows why. I never did figure that out. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think probably a good political investigation at the time. Mm. Because, I mean, I've read accounts where Pearl Harbor was known to, that it was going to happen. I know there's conspiracy stories and everything else, but if you ever get a chance to read that book, Home Again, and it's about California and what happened in California to the Japanese Americans, and that was financial.
It's an amazing reality. It really is. Takes one's breath away to think back there. Doug, thanks for your call. Frank's in Guam listening to K57. Hi, Frank.
How you doing, Doug? Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I got two things to share with you, and I'll just get back off the air and listen. But one is my great aunt was pregnant during the war and was kicked in the stomach.
Ooh.
By a Japanese soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, there we and, on Guam, you're talking about, when they came.
To this day, she will not have anything Japanese made in her house.
Yeah.
She was upset that my aunt had bought a Honda car and had her return it and get an American car.
Yeah.
And just cannot persuade her about it.
Well, there's something to be said for that. The wound goes
deep. I was working as a waiter here in the hotel when I was younger. I came across a Japanese family who had an elder Japanese man with them, and the head of the family, the younger Japanese man, came up and asked me in a very good English, "Can my grandfather want? I mean, my father wants to speak to you." And so I said, "Okay, sure." And he asked me if I'm from Guam, and I said yes. And he went on to say that he was here during the war, stationed here during the war, and was just so distraught over what had happened here. With how all the officers conducted themselves.
Yeah, the Japanese were brutal. All right, sir, thanks for your call. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Arizona. Did you hear about this? The governor of Arizona, this is interesting, punched a reporter who asked her about global warming. She punched him. Afterwards, she apologized, said, sorry, I'm a little touchy because it's almost Christmas and it's 135 degrees outside.
Some good news. Prince William's wife, Kate, has been released from the hospital, or hospital, as they say, been released from hospital after suffering from severe morning sickness. Doctors told her, take it easy, no strenuous activity, don't go to work. In other words, just act like a member of the royal family.
The official White House Christmas card just went out, and it's signed by all the members of the family, also by Bo the dog. But I thought it was odd when he added the line, humps and kisses. No, you don't have to do that. Speaking of Obama, though, Forbes has just ranked the president as the world's most powerful person. In response, Obama issued this statement, suck it, Bieber.
Wow. Okay, I'm not sure that was too funny. Jimmy Fallon, but Jay Leno, that was funny. And Conan O'Brien usually makes you smile. Also, from the television ranks yesterday, I like to follow what the ladies are talking about, not only on The View, but Ellen DeGeneres and Wendy Williams. Here's Ellen laughing at the evils of glitter.
I would like to think of myself as a positive person. I'm usually very positive, and I try not to force my opinion on anyone, but I am anti-glitter. Glitter is in my opinion, not a good thing, and it seems obvious it has the word litter in it. We should call glitter what it is. It's shiny garbage is what it is. Once someone wears glitter, it is all over you. It's not your choice, but you now have glitter. And if you don't believe me, here's what's in the news. This is from the Courier Mail in Australia, and it says, eye injuries caused by glitter while hanging Christmas decorations are common. See, glitter is responsible for injuring people in Australia. It is almost as bad as boomerang accidents and dingoes eating babies. That's... And then look what happened a few days ago. This is from the Daily Mail. German TV talent show ends in chaos after female singer nearly chokes to death on glitter confetti. Obviously, this was a very dangerous situation. I'm happy to say she's okay. Doctors reported that her condition was stable but festive.
Wow.
I am a glitter nut, so I'm a little upset with Ellen. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Here's Wendy Williams discussing the rumors that Chris Brown and Rihanna are going to get married.
So, Chris Brown and Rihanna, I don't believe this story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So, they've been going more and more public with the rekindling of their relationship recently. Rihanna tweeted this picture of them together. Okay. I know, you can't even see him because you're distracted by her hip-to-waist ratio, right? And then Chris tweeted this picture. And it's hard to see both of them through the smoky haze, but there's Rihanna back there in the sleeping bag, and there's Chris with something smoky hanging out of his mouth. So So anyway, HollyScoop.com is reporting that Rihanna is planning to marry Chris in a secret wedding in Barbados on New Year's Eve. Rihanna's telling all of her friends to keep the night free. She allegedly booked a 5-star villa in Barbados for Chris and his mother. Rihanna's mother is reportedly really upset at Rihanna's attempt, Rihanna is, you know, attempting to convince her that Chris is a changed person. No, he's not. But he is back on Twitter. If there's anything remotely that seems that has changed about Chris Brown, it's because he pulled himself off Twitter for a moment, so we haven't heard the crazy rants. But now that he's back on, you'll see. I don't think that they're getting married, though. Here's what I think. I think that Chris Brown and Rihanna want to convince their families that they are in love and that he's a changed person. And so they're getting both families together over the holidays in Barbados. Please don't let this be a wedding, Ike and Tina. Please.
Ike and Tina.
That's true. It is true. Yeah. That's what else is it? That's exactly what it is.
What, they're getting married?
No, the fact that Ike and Tina, that's a good reference.
Oh,
he beat the hoo-hoo out of her.
Right, he did. Yep. All right, coming up in the next half hour, pot becomes legal in Washington State. Look out for the nappy infant recliners. And what's the weather look like as we look back, starting, this is the time of year to start looking back at the year. And we'll look ahead as well. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In today's world of online booking, it's easy for a scammer to pose as a travel or tour operator based in your destination country. So how do you protect yourself? Unfortunately, there's no international body that actually oversees international tour companies. So you have to start by looking at the travel company's website, then call to ask if they're affiliated with a local trade association. In Europe, there's the European Travel Agents and Tour Operators Association. In Costa Rica, see if the agency is listed with the Costa Rican Tour Operators Association. And if you can't find a membership association, then check with the National or City Tourism Office to see if they have a list of recommended travel providers. Ask if they can put you in touch with former customers for references. Check user-generated websites such as TripAdvisor.com and Google to check out the company's name to see if there's any negative reviews out there. And as always, if it sounds too good to be true, well, you know the rest. It probably is. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install autocrat batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Mm-hmm. He'll freeze.
I made Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats. Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that Giftacular's a wrap. Outerwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only valid 12-2 through 12-8.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Conversation. We're talking about December 7th, 1941 versus December 7th, 2012, and some reality stories. Take a little bit more time than I normally would have in this hour, because this hour is about the news, regular and irregular, what Jennifer and I find to be interesting and compelling, the things that are sometimes on the radio and sometimes they are not. For example, you probably won't hear Jennifer a discussion of this anyplace else today. It is my request for some action. Congress is back in session, and it's going to address how to fund the government and the dangerous Monsanto rider that was in the farm bill. You'll remember I talked a lot about this a month and a half ago when the farm bill first came up, and it was... the reason that the farm bill didn't get passed is because of this rider. Enough people got upset about it. They took a look at it. Congressmen, senators said, wow, we better not do this before the election. Now, let's see what they do since the election is over. Are they going to give Monsanto what they want? By the way, this bill, or the part of the bill, the rider that basically benefits Monsanto, is cloaked in the sort of same farmer-friendly language that Proposition 37 was wrapped in, and Monsanto spent tens of millions of dollars to get you, if you live in California, to vote against a bill which would have required that all food be labeled as coming from GMO sources or not. Lying that came from Monsanto, and I don't use that word lightly, it's a horrible word, but it was that whole thing was a complete and utter lie. And so now they're trying to get, through their connections, a biotech bill, in essence, to allow the agricultural industry to continue to plant genetically modified crops without anybody knowing that they're genetically modified. The provision in this farm bill undermines more oversight of GMO crops, the same as California wanted to do on its own. It interferes with the U.S. judicial review process. It completely unnecessarily offers assurance to this bill, to Monsanto and its pals, that they're going to protect them and not the farmer, and not you, the consumer of the food.
So protect their pockets.
That's all it is. This is a very dangerous rider. Here's what you do. You contact your congressman, urging him or her to sign on to the DeFazio letter. That's what it's called, the so-called DeFazio letter. Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon has authored a Dear Colleague letter opposing this rider and urging colleagues in the House to join him and others who have signed on. So this is something to tell your representative to support the DeFazio Dear Colleague letter to oppose the Monsanto rider. That's what you do. You go to house.gov or you call a Capitol switchboard, which is 202-224-3121. Pretty easy number to remember. 202-224-3121. This is something that I am extraordinarily passionate about, extraordinarily upset about. It's pretty easy to see how these people with their money get into the system with their lobbyists, and they buy off senators, and they buy off congressmen with campaign, big campaign contributions. And so when it comes around to voting, who do you think they listen to, you or the people that helped to get them reelected with lots of money? There is a lot of information, as I say, that's available online, including messages that you could send to senators and to members of the House. And most of it you can get to by going to house.gov. Actually, you know what would be the best thing to do is actually go to the farm. There's a way through this organization that I belong to, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. That's how I find out what's really going on. You can read the rider at appropriations.house.gov. Uploaded files and look at the bills that are on there. I'm getting a little too, maybe I should put this up on the website. Well, better yet, Jennifer, can we post this on Facebook? Does this help if we tell people how to find the information on Facebook?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, I'll give you that information, but you should be writing. You don't really need all of this. You can just write or call, send an email. You can fax a basic constituent letter over there, urging your congressman to oppose the farmer. This is how they wrapped it. They call it the farmer assurance provision. Can you imagine anything more heinous than that? The Monsanto rider is called the farmer assurance provision. What a God. Oh, my God. This is so just beyond belief. There are so few safeguards left now, so that you have at least knowledge about genetically engineered crops.
The thing that gets me mad, and I don't mean to interrupt,
but just ahead.
To put a fine point on it, it's like the government always wants to intervene into our life and our health when it benefits them.
Yeah.
But when they have these big, the Monsanto people are probably
evil.
One of the biggest groups of lobbyers ever.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Huge group of lobbyists.
Evil.
And then all of a sudden, it's okay that we don't label food and that we don't have to get protected because they're getting their pockets lined.
In the meantime, guys like me who have small dairy farms who are trying to sell raw milk have the full weight of the government.
They're treating you like you're selling drugs out of your basement.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is so incredibly, ridiculously sick. And it just speaks more to how our country is falling apart at the seams because of this kind of corruption. And it really is. Destroying local farms and farmers, these guys being able to push everybody around who is a farmer, let's say, makes less than $1 million a year. And that is still the largest in terms of numbers. It isn't the largest amount of profit that's generated, but the largest number of farms are still run by families. And this kind of stuff, like that amendment in California that was just ceremoniously dismissed by the voters, the ignorance and how people believe, listening to these commercials on the radio and television, that this kind of stuff is okay, it's not okay.
Does anybody think our voting system was compromised this time around?
Yeah.
Because everybody that I talked to about that proposition to label food was voting for it.
Yeah.
And it still lost. I didn't find one person who wasn't for it. I couldn't find a person that I could tell you voted against it.
Yep.
So how did it pass? Or how did it not pass?
It didn't pass because there's a lot of corruption.
don't you think? I mean,
a lot of corruption.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, very, a lot of corruption. Yeah. So anyway, that's an action alert for you, and maybe you'll, if you care about the future of your family and the food that you're able to eat, it's that serious. If you really understand where the food is coming from and you care about it, if you're a locavore and you're listening to this program, you'll want to get a hold of this information. And you can go to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Just Google it if you want. And they have the action information that's there. Ask your congressman to not support the Monsanto rider. That clear and that deliberately. Okay? Now, speaking of what is being done in the legal crevasses of our reality. Marijuana smokers in Washington lit up legally for the first time yesterday. We were talking about this yesterday morning, the new state law that went into effect in Washington, Jennifer. Residents are now free to smoke weed. They can't be cited, can't be ticketed, can't be arrested. The police wrote on their department blog, quote, "The department believes that under state law, you may responsibly get baked, order some pizza,
okay.
Enjoy a Lord of the Rings
marathon."
Baked is
a term for getting stoned.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to.
Fill you in.
Thank you. Voters in the state overwhelmingly voted for this bill. Meanwhile, the feds have warned officials in Washington that it's still against federal law to smoke pot, and they're going to go after anybody that they catch. In some states, I think, is it Colorado where it was legalized? You can grow pot.
I think, oh, yeah.
That Colorado now? You can't grow it. But the thing in Washington is you can't buy it, you can't grow it, but you can smoke it.
But you can smoke it. If you happen to have it, if it magically appears in your pocket, then
right.
You can smoke it.
Yeah. In Colorado, you can buy it. But now the Washington state folks are trying to figure out how they can tax it. Some legislative folks are drooling over the extra $500 million a year they probably will bring in from taxing the legal sale of marijuana. And there's a very industrious young fellow who's opening stores. They're going to open a franchise in Washington State so that you can buy pot in any of the major cities from a store. It's like a liquor store. They're going to have special pot stores.
Yeah. Well, like in Amsterdam, they're coffee shops.
Yeah, right. Go anywhere and get this stuff.
Can you imagine Starbucks? We talked about that steel Starbucks gift card. You can use it for pot now.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Yum. Or not, maybe not yum.
Yum.
The,
yum.
Yum. That's, does pot help you lose weight? If you smoke pot, do you lose weight?
No, it makes you fat because it makes you hungry.
All right, so here's what you're going to do. Those of you in Washington State and elsewhere who are smoking pot and gaining weight, what you need to do is get a hold of Axia 30. It'll take care of what happens to you after you smoke a little pot and get hungry. Axia 30 is packed with antioxidants. The best part of using Axia 30 is that you don't have to starve yourself. This is a program, it's really, this time of year is a four-month program. Normally it's 3 months, but we know in the holidays you're going to imbibe, you're going to eat more, you're going to have fun. So you get on the program now, and the folks at Axia 30 are going to give you an extra month free. It's usually 30 pounds off in 12 weeks, which is 3 months. 30 pounds off, 12 weeks, 3 months. But because of the holidays, you call 800-525-8345. You can call them now if you want. There are operators standing by. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You want the three-month deal plus an extra month, and they'll give you a fourth month free when you buy the three-month program. All right? 800-525-8345. Plus, after you see the results and you think, I lost 20 pounds, you get your money back if you're not satisfied. That's a guarantee you get from Axia 30. Lose the weight or get your money back. 800-525-8345. Make sure you ask about the extra month, the special extra month that will help you get started right away. Maintain your weight. Lose the weight. 800-525-8345.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is it take another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good. Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Cue the sentimental music and break out the gaudy decorations. Tis the season for quirky holiday pastimes, but there's still one place where bad taste never belongs, in the kitchen. That's why television's Clinton Kelly is partnering with Sargento to stage a holiday taste intervention. To enter the contest, simply post a photo of your family's outdated holiday traditions on the Sargento Facebook page. The winner will walk away with a $10,000 holiday makeover and a free online consultation with Kelly, who offers these tips to refresh your holiday recipes.
Think about how Grandma would have made it. Instead of making a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and fried onions from a can, use ingredients like Sargento Chef Blend shredded cheese and caramelized onions for a completely new dish that still tastes like home. Also, don't forget to plan for the big day after. Stock up on bread for turkey sandwiches and Sargento cheese and eggs for a leftover ham and cheese frittata.
The deadline to enter is December 17th.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right, 800-510-8255 always reaches us. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. The feds have launched a complaint against nap nanny infant recliners. They say that they can cause serious harm to your children. The feds allege that the new model of their portable baby recliner called the Chill and two earlier models, Jennifer, pose a significant risk of injury and death to infants. The commission is seeking, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is seeking an order that would require the makers of Nap Nanny, Baby Matters LLC, to notify the public about the product defect and offer customers their money back. There have been 70 different reports of children nearly falling out of these recliners. Five infants have died as a result of this. Baby Matters went out of business a month ago, but in a statement from the owner on the company's website, she said no infant using Nap Nanny properly has ever suffered an injury. They're out of business, so what does that tell you? Bad PR, or is it the reality of, hello? A big earthquake near the old earthquake in Japan last night. 7.3 on the Richter scale, 3-foot tsunami waves.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Hit the area early in terms of Friday morning, early Friday morning. This is a 3-foot wave. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, we keep, we started the hour talking about Japan and ended the hour talking about Japan. 51 after the hour.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, as we continue with entertainment and information here on the Good Day program, check us out. Social media, it's easy to find us on Facebook, Facebook.com, Sandy and Doug, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or on Twitter at Good Day Show. And we spend this moment or these moments every day talking about technology. And normally we build our report around Shelley Palmer, who's a well-known, advice counselor when it comes to dealing with technology. It's a good handle for him, Jennifer. Here he is to give us a few tips and maybe some tricks to help extend your cell phone battery life. This will be important and useful information, and you'll get it right after this here on Good Day.
I've got Sue on the line, who is a real ScoreBig.com customer, and she is just crazy about ScoreBig. When live events have unsold tickets, ScoreBig gets them, so you save up to 60%. And every ticket is below box office price, guaranteed. Now, Sue, you say you've saved a ton of money. How much are we talking here?
I know we've saved at least 20 to 30% every time we've bought tickets.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much we can pick the game, we can pick the price, and, you know, we know we're going to get great seats.
So what are you going to next?
We're also
going
to try to use it for some shows, maybe the Christmas Spectacular coming up.
Sounds like you're really happy with ScoreBig.
Oh, there's nothing like it. If there's no way we're going to keep paying the fees and all the prices that some other places charge. It's great. It should be called SaveBig, not ScoreBig.
Radio listeners, for a limited time, you can get an extra $15 off at ScoreBig.com. That's an additional $15 off their already huge discounts at ScoreBig.com with promo code 5555. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 5555.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are few things more frustrating than knowing your phone's about to die and knowing you can't charge it for another couple of hours. So here are just a few tips to help with battery life. If you're really not going to check your phone for an extended period of time, turn it off. I know that sounds obvious, but it will really help you save some juice because even in sleep mode, your phone uses its battery. If you're in an area where your phone constantly searches for service, put it in airplane mode until a more reliable signal is nearby. Searching for signals kills your phone's battery. This is especially true if you've got a 4G phone and you're in a 3G area. The phone will just keep looking for a 4G network until your battery's gone. It should go without saying, but turn off the features you're not actively using. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, GPS, all of those really eat up your battery. And of course, let's not forget the simplest trick, lower the brightness on your screen. It's one of the biggest battery hogs of all. Follow me on Twitter, at Shelley Palmer, for more tips and tricks.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Mm-hmm. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats. Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that giftacular's a wrap. Outerwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only valid 12-2 through 12-8.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
It's important to get your flu shot this winter, especially if you are over the age of 65. Bobby Owens has the recommendation for you here on Good Day.
The winter season is a time for family members of all generations to spend time together, but it can also be a time for spreading the flu. Getting a flu shot should be a priority for the entire family, especially for older adults. Dr. Rick Burkell from the National Council on Aging.
An annual flu shot is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older, but it's particularly important for older adults. Because the immune system weakens with age, older adults are especially vulnerable to the complications of influenza.
Vaccination is the best protection against the flu. Adults 65 and older have two vaccine options, the traditional flu shot and a higher dose option. Both are covered by Medicare Part B with no copay. Talk to your healthcare provider about which option is best for you.
The National Council on Aging launched the Flu Plus You campaign to educate older adults and their families about the importance of getting a flu shot. Visit ncoa.org/flu for more.
That website again is ncoa.org/flu. That's healthcare now from the National Council on Aging.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
We didn't have any Lindsay Lohan news today. What's the problem? You're slipping.
I don't know. I'm starting to go through, like, withdrawals on that one. Yeah. Jeez.
What a horrible way to think that we're going to spend a day without any new Lindsay Lohan information.
Oh, yeah. Starting to shake. Well, she's a group.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.